Quarantine ship arrives in Rotterdam after hantavirus outbreak. A cruise ship carrying 25 crew members and 2 medical staff has arrived in Rotterdam after being hit by a hantavirus outbreak. The Dutch authorities have set up quarantine facilities for the crew, with some non-Dutch crew members staying at designated quarantine locations. The vessel, operated by Oceanwide Expeditions, had been carrying around 150 passengers and crew from 23 countries when symptoms of respiratory illness were first reported to the World Health Organization on May 2. The ship was initially barred from landing in Cape Verde due to the outbreak. 3 people have died since the start of the outbreak, with a Dutch couple and a German national among the deceased. The WHO has stated that the situation is not comparable to COVID-19. But the long incubation period of hantavirus makes it difficult to track new cases. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control has confirmed that the current outbreak involves the Andes virus, which has circulated in Argentina and Chile for decades. Ship samples have shown no significant variation in the virus. Crew members who have already left the ship and people in contact with them have been quarantined in several countries around the world. The WHO recommends monitoring and quarantining high-risk contacts for 42 days after exposure, while advising low-risk contacts to self-monitor and seek medical care if symptoms develop. The arrival of the MV Hondius in Rotterdam has raised concerns among some citizens, but most are not worried about a new pandemic. Dutch authorities have assured that they will take all necessary measures to prevent the spread of the virus. Due to the long incubation period of hantavirus, the search for new cases could continue for months, testing authorities' post-COVID communications playbook. The WHO has emphasized that the situation is under control and that no further action is needed at this time. The quarantine measures are expected to continue for an extended period, with some experts warning that it may take several months to track down all potential cases. This highlights the need for continued vigilance and cooperation among authorities to prevent the spread of hantavirus. As the situation continues to unfold, it is essential to monitor the developments closely and follow the guidance provided by health authorities. The public's cooperation is crucial in preventing the spread of the virus and ensuring a safe environment for everyone.